from KQED.
Many drivers presume fuel efficiency is something you talk about when you're buying a vehicle or at the gas station while watching your paycheck drain into the tank. But certain driving habits also affect how much mileage you can squeeze out of a gallon. Eric Anderson of KPBS has more.
University of California researcher Matt Barth noticed that high fuel prices in Europe have drivers there focused on fuel-efficient driving habits. He says drivers there accelerate gently, they coast when possible, and they roll windows up when driving fast to reduce drag on their cars.
That's right. There's even some training programs. When people get their driver's license, they actually go through training about how to drive gently and how to do these different things. They're just much more aware of it. There's more programs available for them to sort of learn these habits, learn these behaviors, and then use them in an everyday life.
Barth says he's working on a way to change how people drive, and he's hoping technology can help. He's outfitted an ordinary Nissan Altima with some extraordinary equipment. The roof rack holds sophisticated telemetry devices capable of tracking the car's movement within meters. Computers in the trunk stay in constant contact with servers at his lab. The onboard navigation system allows drivers to pick routes based on time, fuel efficiency, or the amount of pollution a trip generates. And on the dash, there's a small white eco-meter. Engineer Knut Borabunseman sits at the wheel.
The MPG scale that is on the left-hand side of the screen is showing zero with the color red, and that is because we're not moving. Now, when we take off, the screen will start to show different numbers with different colors based on the real-time fuel consumption.
Those fuel consumption gauges are already in many new cars, and it's relatively simple to buy an eco-meter to put that information in the hands of a driver in an older vehicle. Borabunseman says showing drivers how much fuel they're using will help them make changes that'll reduce consumption.
When the gas price is high and people are concerned about the fuel cost, then they may pay more attention to eco-driving practices.
The initial results with eco-meters are promising. A study of 20 drivers in the Riverside area found the fuel consumption gauge helped get 6% better gas mileage on city streets during daily commutes. That's a savings of a tank and a half of gas over the course of a year. Researcher Matt Barth says he thinks there are even more savings possible.
We think we can squeeze out maybe another 10-15% if we do these advanced algorithms, the ones that say, hey, we have traffic ahead of us, we should probably take a different route, or maybe something where rather than entering into the stop and go, maybe to keep a constant speed. That's going to be pretty good savings there.
Technology may be an important part of the move toward more eco-friendly habits, but the driver is the key. San Diego State University marketing professor Michael Belch says changing consumer behavior is difficult.
Anything we can do to help people save fuel and be more environmentally conscious is a good thing. It's not going to be as easy as saying, I'm going to put this on your car now, and you're going to change your buying behavior, your purchasing behaviors, and also maintain that change over a long period of time. It's just not that simple.
Belch says cost is frequently a catalyst for short-term behavior change. He saw that change 3 years ago when gas prices climbed above $4.60 a gallon. He says people drove less, bought more fuel-efficient cars, and used public transportation. When prices came back down, Belch says the economic incentive disappeared and the old fuel-sucking habits returned. UC Riverside researchers are currently tracking 200 drivers in the Bay Area. They hope that study tells them even more about eco-driving on California roads. For the California Report, I'm Eric Anderson in Riverside.